My granny had the diamond bar at the
Yes.
time. The story behind that, I remember from a very early age helping, so-called helping, my uncle Mickey to bottle the stout. He would buy a barrel of stout, and he had an outhouse down the backyard where you put the bottle, they put the keg of stout up on a rack. You spiled it, as I know it's called nowadays in my own time in the pub trade, and you put a little tap on the keg. The Guinness came out of that tap and flowed into a trough with six spigots on it, and you have six bottles, empty bottles, sitting underneath this. And the skill was in getting the bottles filled in so that you had time to lift one out. You lifted the empty bottle out, or sorry, the full bottle out, put it in a crate, and with the other hand, you had an
Another
empty
one to
bottle to
speak
replace
of.
it,
Right,
but you
okay.
only had a literally seconds between each bottle
Yeah.
filling up. And I remember watching that. That was like, it really was a study in a time and motion study
I was going to
in
say,
or,
yeah.
it was a real study in ergonomics. And there was a big old enameled bath in the outhouse where the bottles were washed and sterilized because you kept your bottle stock. There was a stamp press for putting the crown corks in the bottles, and the very last step was putting your own labels on them. Crown still referred to, they were caps, but they were still referred to as crown cork. I came across that bottling plant many years later. Now, I was working for Belfast City Council, and I was on my way home from work one day, and I called into it opened up this new little bar called the Barney Bar. And sitting in the middle or all round the bar was all this old home, well, when I say home, I mean sort of pub bottling gear. The old spigots, the old trough, the old rack, the old crown stamp press. And I thought, that stuff looks very familiar. And I was asking the barman, and I said, have you any idea where that stuff came out of? And he says, no, I wouldn't have any idea. I said, well, it's all painted up and everything, isn't it? You know, it looks almost brand new. I said, but there's something very familiar about it. And he said, if you ask that man there, he's the Guinness man who's responsible for opening the bar and all the artifacts and all in it. So I went over and spoke to him, and he says, oh yes, he says, at all kinds of wee bar in Ballycastle. I said, it wouldn't have been the diamond bar, would it? He said, yes, how did you know? I said, because I used that stuff. That was my granny's bar, and I used to help my uncle bottle stout. Well, I had about another 6 or 7 pints of Guinness and never bought one of them.
Brilliant, well done.